When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dan, I know we won't hear from everybody till tomorrow, but do you anticipate a lot of big energy and positive vibes in the building and then smiles galore?
I don't. I really don't.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. It just feels like a building that's totally broken right now, and I don't know what the process of putting it back together is. But certainly they've got to figure that out. The one thing that I've been emphasizing really since the day after Thanksgiving is that we're a long way from the finish line of the regular season. Four games in the NFL is an eternity, and they've got to play four more games. And you can't put forth the performance like you did on Sunday in California and expect to stop the humiliation, stop the embarrassment, stop the losing streak. And so somebody's got to find something deep within them here in this next stretch to hopefully get this thing turned in a more positive direction.
Dan, I don't know if you have really tried to come up with a reason as to why the team looked so different on Sunday in San Francisco. Do you attribute that to sort of maybe the coaching staff on all the changes and maybe Thomas Brown being slightly overwhelmed and unprepared, new defensive play caller? Where do you kind of find the source of what was so broken on Sunday?
Yeah, it's all of that. I think Caleb tried to say it as diplomatically as possible after the game on Sunday, where he was like, you know, when you take a guy who's your passing game coordinator and then you make him your offense coordinator, and then a couple weeks later you make him your head coach, suddenly he gets a little bit more spread thin, and suddenly the rhythm of the things that you're getting used to isn't quite locked in the way it's supposed to be. And so all that flux on the coaching staff makes a difference. People are trying to get comfortable. You're down two bodies, right? You're down your offense play caller and your defensive play caller from the very start of the season. Add into that you're on a 6-game losing streak. And so every time you experience a little bit of negativity, it has a cumulative effect. And that psychological toll that the Bears have been going through is so very obvious. So when you get beat down in the first quarter, in the first half, like they did on Sunday, it's just harder to stop when you don't have that confident mindset that you're on the right track, because you've been skidding since the end of October. I think you heard some of that fatigue after the game on Sunday from some of their core leaders. You heard it again on Tuesday from Cole Kmet during his Zoom call. There is without question, a fatigue inside that building right now, and you have to fight through that for four more games, including one on Monday that's going to be on a primetime stage against an opponent that's playing really, really good football.
Yeah, I think that the other element here, and I know no one wants to hear it, but Matt Eberflus was, at different points in this year, an elite play caller, had done a very good job with that defense, and what his gift seemed to be was limiting teams to field goals as opposed to touchdowns when they were in the red zone. And that kept them in a lot of these games. And frankly, one, you know, and I know they had a touchdown call back for a penalty, and it was only 24-0. It wasn't 28, but man, it felt like it was about 35. And I think that and I'm not picking on Eric Washington. This is his second go round with the Bears. He was here before. It's a really difficult role to jump into, but you're facing one of the premier play callers in the league, in Kyle Shanahan, and you are, you know, you're trying to feel your way through a game. You're trying to play, and this guy is responding and coming at you. And you know, I maybe the Bears forgot that the tight end position existed. I'm not sure, but it felt like every time he got the ball, he was open, and he also had space, and he's also a really dangerous, excellent player.
Right. So like you know, the Shanahan effect is real, and you watched him find his groove on Sunday afternoon in a way that was truly fun to watch, as long as you weren't heavily invested in the Bears winning a football game, because they were getting dominated by a guy who was just doing whatever he wanted as a play call. He found a quarterback that got in his groove. And it was one of those days, Molly, where from the upper reaches of the press box, you watch these plays unfold and you see, oh, here comes a tight end screen to Kittle.
Yeah.
The Bears aren't in the best position, and the ball is being thrown, and you're like, oh, this thing's blocked up for 30, you know, and there it goes right out of the gates. And there goes George Kittle, because you see he's got a wall of escorts to take him down the field. And that happened, you know, what they have, 7 or 8 completions of at least 20 yards in the first half. You go to halftime being outgained 320-4, and good luck trying to, I guess it was 319 after the kneel down, so they got one back there at the end of the half. But good luck trying to recover from that. And the Bears did a little bit in the second half, but it was long since over when they went to halftime.
Well, Dan, it doesn't get any easier. Minnesota Vikings on prime time. You got a Thursday night. You got a Detroit Lions. You got the Green Bay Packers. I mean, how does this look better moving forward?
Well, you just started that question with the mantra that I've been saying into the mirror for the last 2 days. Well, Dan, it doesn't get any easier. Well, Dan, it doesn't get any easier. So my efforts are to fight through that as well. I mean, look, here's the good news. You've got a longer week of preparation. You've got an opponent now. It's going to be fun to watch Caleb try to prepare for an opponent for the second time. And he obviously had success the first game they played against the Vikings. They found some answers to the things that Brian Flores throws at you. So you have a little bit of confidence there that your offense can respond to the pressure you're going to see. Well, now you've got to do it on the road. And that place is really difficult to play in. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of, you know, energy and noise that you're going to have to deal with throughout the game. Again, you've got a football team in Minnesota that's playing at a high level. And it's so interesting, guys, to kind of match up the timelines. Like, they hired Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as their general manager a day after the Bears hired Ryan Poles. They hired Kevin O'Connell as their head coach 3 weeks after the Bears hired Matt Eberflus. These were on similar timelines in terms of getting back into a groove. The Bears chose the full teardown option, also had a reboot at quarterback. Well, guess what? The Vikings had a reboot at quarterback, and here they are now at 11-2 and playing the type of football where you say they're going to be really good for a while, a long time, as long as Kevin O'Connell's there. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Brian Flores gets another job. And so when you compare those things where you know, Molly, you lived through this 2 years ago in Chicago, everyone was telling us that the only way for the Bears to get to the light was to tear it all down and tank and lose out. Here they are now in last place by 5 games in the NFC North, while a team that was on an identical timeline is getting ready to play in the playoffs next month.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, and you know, they had success against that team in the first meeting, but they didn't have much success. I mean, they did well against Jefferson, which is unusual. That guy can kill teams. But Jordan Addison had a phenomenal game against him. And Aaron Jones, like, how often have we watched that guy beat the Bears? It's just, like, tiresome. Doesn't matter where he's at. I don't know how you adjust the way you played in the first game without kind of opening up a whole new problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, let's say you finally figure out how to stop the run, then – the quarterback that just threw five touchdowns last week is gonna tear you to shreds. But you don't pressure him, and then you're gonna be. It's just there isn't an obvious answer to how you beat these guys, and even the stuff you did well on offense, you know, you can go to work on it. But the guy that put the game plan together, Brian Flores, is going to go to work at it too. Mm-hmm. And he's watching you.
Exactly.
And Thomas Brown's now on tape for a few games. Like, it doesn't get easier the more people see what your ideas are.
No, it doesn't. And from a defensive perspective, they obviously went into the game 3 weeks ago with the priority of stopping Justin Jefferson. And they did a good job on him. Now, there were a couple pass interference penalties that sort of muted the statistical production that Jefferson had. But what you do when you make that decision is you leave other guys around to hurt you. And Jordan Addison did that. And Jordan Addison continues to play really well since that football game and has found kind of that chemistry with Sam Darnold that's making them very, very dangerous as an offense, because now you got to pick your poison and you got to figure out what is least harmful to you. And so the Bears have to put that puzzle together offensively again. Like, it is very difficult to go play in that building. And so Caleb's going to have to deal with the noise. They're going to have to figure out a way to get their run game going. They're going to have to figure out a way to keep that quick game, clicking. And then you have to find answers within the game. And that's something that they've done well, for the last month, if not longer. And you're going to have to continue to be ready to adjust series by series to make sure that you're playing that chess game with Brian Flores. And oh, by the way, Thomas is also your head coach now, and he's making game decisions, and he's trying to work with the special teams. And there's a lot on his plate. And, you just hope that there's a better effort Monday than there was Sunday afternoon, because that was honestly really pretty difficult to watch.
Dan, where are you on the offensive line, Caleb getting sacked? How much should Caleb play? Mully's ready to sit Caleb for the rest of the year.
I was talking
He's
to a
done.
Guy. I
He's
talked
like,
to a guy
it?
Yesterday who said to me, what's their plan with Williams? When are they going to sit him? I'm like, what do you mean sit him? He's like, well, they can't let him play the last couple games, right? This is over.
Dan, that's crazy to me.
But, I mean, he is on schedule for 73 sacks, Dan. He's getting ready to get sacked. And if he's getting sacked seven times a game now, somebody better wake up and realize this is not good.
Well, Molly and Ruthie, it doesn't get any easier.
That's it.
These we'll repeat the mantra.
These teams are playing for something. You know, you went into San Francisco. Yeah. Everyone forgot that team was playing for something.
No question. And so, like, look, I'm not ready to sit Caleb Williams yet. If we get to week 18 and we say, okay, look, like, you've done a lot here to get us to this point and to, you know, persevere through all the turbulence that we've put you through, we're going to give you a reward and not ask you to finish. But there's still development to be had here. There's still a lot this offense needs to do to continue growing.
There's a lot more sacks waiting.
I don't go there. I'm certainly pleased that they took him out of the game Sunday in San Francisco and didn't let him continue to take a beating in the fourth quarter. And Tyson Bagent finally got to see the field for the first time this year. But I want to see Caleb, you know, grind through the finish of this season to understand what it's like again, to prepare for opponents a second time. You've got three division opponents here in the next four games. And so that experience is truly invaluable. And I just think that, you know, as a young quarterback, you've got to learn a lot of things that this league throws at you. Look, that sack total is way too high, and he's like 15 clear of the second most sacked quarterback in the league right now, which is stunning, you know? And so if you're in that front office, no matter who's going to be making these decisions in a few months, you better understand that your offensive line needs to be better than functional. Like, you need to go build a really formidable offensive line. You watch what Jared Goff's doing in Detroit. You watch what he's doing it behind, and you go, that looks pretty cool, you know. And so find some maulers in the run game and some guys who can pass protect and make your quarterback's life a lot easier.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, guys. It doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, we'll let you get back to the whiteboard and consider your pick for Monday night.
Hey. I think I know what it is already, so I'll get back there and dissect it. Right. See you guys.
That is Dan Wiederer.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.